as this airy young man takes his leave, with Julia smiling tenderly after him. How long will this situation go on without an explosion? Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Neri Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.
And welcome everyone to the Pat Cook Show. I'm Pat Cook. It is 6 o'clock on the Rocky Mountain West, 8 o'clock elsewhere. Oh, I'm sorry, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And that is Coughlin there. Castle Coughlin. Amused as hell. Right here, Jeeper One Radio. I'm Pat Cook, and we're going to be talking about a whole lot of things, mostly in the form of politics. We got some things to discuss. Also got some sound which we must adjust here. Oh dear. Okay, I guess that must be me. Or something there. Let me see. Something is hung up here. Hang on, folks. Something is hung up. I'm getting a lot of sound in the background there. But anyway, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things. We're going to be talking about, first and foremost, we're going to be talking about the Abu Ghraib scandal there. I can't find what it is that's hanging up there, but... But anyway, we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about talking about Hezbollah and how much of a terrorist threat that they are posing. But anyway, let me move this closer here to me. Here we go. That's about the best way that's going to counter that. But anyway, we're also going to be talking about an amendment, a local amendment that is on the ballot for this November, which would in effect, well actually no, it wouldn't just in effect, it would totally ban the circus. And we're gonna be talking about that. We will also, and this is something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't quite think of it right now. But I'll think of it probably a little bit later on. But anyway, I wanted to start out first. With an apology, and that apology is that as many of you well know, last Saturday night, during my radio show, I kind of went off the deep end, as it were, and just automatically assumed. Which I know is a bad thing. Automatically assumed that what President Bush was with the Abu Ghraib child abuse thingy that German television reported on was a bit overblown. What I should have done is simply put it in a theoretical context. By that I mean, very simply, but I should have put it in a context which would have been theoretical, as a something that's plausible. But yet something that is not, but yet then,
But that's about all it is. It should have been. It should have been something that was plausible and not something which was, which should have been treated as fact. And I turn around and, you know, I got caught so caught up in what I was reading that I did not think in terms of it being theoretical. As a theoretical possibility that this, that the problem of child abuse at Abu Ghraib prison may have in fact been a possibility. I know it was. I know the Southern, the American Red Cross started on that. Had brought that up many, many times in their reports and stuff. And stuff. Though I did not, in my zeal, did not put it in its proper context. And to that, I just want to apologize to my viewers who saw that show last night. I kind of said some things about Bush that probably was presumptuous of me. Made references to him pissing on the graves of FDR, JFK, the late Ronald Reagan. But in any case, that was not really intended. I just wanted to, but however, though, if it's true that there are children being abused in Abu Ghraib prison, the president had better be on the lookout. The president had better be on the lookout. By the way, Lee, how does this sound? Lee is in the Live 365 chat room, and you can and if you want to comment on what I am, and I'll tell you how you can get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me by one of two ways. One is through the chat room, the Live 365 lounge chat room. Look for a guy named Jeeper1. That's me. And also, and you can, you know, just send me a PM, a private message with your comment, and I will read it on the air. It says, don't listen now, you're saying all the things you did the fiery radio last night, and tonight you're going to apologize? Well, no. What I'm apologizing there, Lily, is apologizing for the way I went about making my point instead of making it in a hypothetical sense. I mean, get up here where I can, making my point in a more hypothetical sense. What I did was I just came right out with it last Saturday night, and just basically made a flat-out accusation rather than making it more of a hypothetical presumption as a scenario, as a possible, one of many possible things that could have been happening at Abu Ghraib. But I won't apologize for bringing it up, though. But anyway, thanks, Lee, for knowing and telling me that it actually works. You can also get a hold of me, by the way, at Yahoo, on Yahoo Instant Messenger at PC Hamster. That's PCHAMSTER. And you can make your points that way. But anyway, Anyway, just wanted to apologize initially right up front here to those of you who watched the show on Saturday. You probably were wondering, what is this fool doing? What is this fool saying? Yeah, this fool has gone off the deep end. Anyway, you probably won't touch too much on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal tonight, because I pretty well did a pretty good job of it on Saturday night. But I will, if I can get to it, read the English translation of that article, and I'm trying to bring it up here so I can you can get an idea as to what it is that they are reading here, what it is that I'm referring to. If I can pull that up here. Okay, more than 100 children imprisoned. Okay, it sounds like the one here. If I can get my mouse over here to work properly. You know, that's another thing. I definitely need to get another mouse. Okay. The English translation of the article that I'm referring to is this, and I'll just kind of more or less paraphrase it here. It says, according to the to information from the International Red Cross, this by the way comes from Information Clearinghouse dot info. Yeah, the Information Clearinghouse dot info. No, folks, I'm not kidding. That is a real URL. Anyway, it says, according to information from the International Red Cross, more than 100 children are imprisoned in Iraq, including the infamous prison, Abu Ghraib prison. The German TV magazine report revealed that there has been abuse of children and youth there by coalition forces. You know, Leo, like I said, if this is true, I have no mercy for President Bush, and particularly, especially if he signed off on this. If he signed on off on this, and I think we all know that he did. He just won't admit it. I have no mercy for that man. I think it's pretty safe to say he will not be reelected. The TV magazine also reported evidence and eyewitness reports, according to which U.S. soldiers are abusing children, also abuse children and youth detainees. In Samuel Province, a staff sergeant stationed in the now infamous Abu Ghraib prison, said that interrogating officers had pressured a 15 or 16-year-old girl. Military police had only intervened when the girl was already half undressed. I mean, you know, Come on. I mean, what good is it going to do to put pressure on a 15 or 16-year-old girl? I mean, what information is she going to provide? Come on. Yeah, come on. I mean, let's see where am I? There, here in the article. It says UNICEF, the United... Oh, okay, a military police had only... on another occasion, a 16-year-old was soaked with water, driven through the cold, and then smeared with mud. What is... I fail to understand these tactics. I mean, think about it. I mean, are we not stooping to the level of the terrorists themselves? I mean, think about it. Are we not stooping to their level when we do this? UNICEF, which is the United Nations Children's Fund, confirmed the detention of Iraq children by foreign military, according to a report, which is the German broadcast, which cited an interim memorandum by the organization. The as-yet-unreleased report by UNICEF, which is dated June 2004. Don't ask me how they got the date, folks. It is quoted as follows, quote, children who were detained in the cities of Karbala and Basra have become alleged because of alleged activities against the occupying forces were reportedly routinely sent to a detention camp and at Qasr, or actually I should say Qasr. The classification of these children as detainees is worrisome because it includes unspecified length of detention without contact to their families pending further proceedings or legal actions. Yeah, end quote. The German section of the human rights organization Amnesty International is demanding a clarification of the allegations and a response from the U.S. government. I mean, clearly put, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Bush administration does not need to be getting into stooping to the level of the of Abu Ghraib prison, okay? Are stooping to the level of the terrorists there at Abu Ghraib prison. They don't need to be stooping to that level. That's plain and simple, folks. That is plain and simple. I mean, you know, we all wonder why the terrorism act, why the terrorism continues. Yo, they should take a take a look around them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not rocket science as to why this is occurring. It's not rocket science. And quite frankly, I'm amazed Al Jazeera has not even picked up on this. Because you can rest assured if they do, you can rest assured it's going to be the talk of American television. You can count on that. It will be the talk of American television. That's, which is amazing. It just amazes me that this thing has not gotten any attention. Not even one iota of attention from the big networks. I had one person on the Life365 message boards who will keep nameless refer to it as quote-unquote fiction. Well, he better hope and pray that this fiction, that this fiction doesn't somehow come back to haunt him by rearing its ugly head. Because if it does, there is no way President Bush is going to be reelected. No way he's going to be reelected. It's plain and simple, folks. What's your thoughts on this? PC Hamster and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Also, I'll also be setting up an email address here to probably on Yahoo, you know, devoted to spam and and the show. But anyway, But anyway, probably won't spend too much time on this, on the Abu Ghraib thing tonight. I remember now. There was a report, was it yesterday, that anarchists wanted to, are planning to do everything they possibly can to shut down the Republican convention. We'll touch on that a little bit later on as well. Kind of sounds like I probably don't have a lot for the whole show. Actually, no, because actually what we do on the TV show is we kind of read some blogs to, it's basically what I do on the TV show is I have my thoughts and various issues and whatnot, and then when I don't have any thoughts or when I'm running out of thoughts, typically I'll run across some blogs that, where I can, where we can find some cool stuff and stuff. So, plus we'll have that too. You can also catch our show on my show every Saturday night on Jeeper One TV. Just look for the Pat Cook Show on in the Winamp TV genre, the internet TV genre of Winamp, and your Winamp browser. You will find it on the shoutcast.com website, because for some reason, the guys at Nullsoft do not list TV as a genre. I haven't the foggiest clue why they don't. Anyway, I thought I'd have some more comments on the Abu Ghraib thing, but I guess I was so worn out that I guess I don't have any comments. So what we'll do is we will take a very short break while I take some water, get some water down, get some water down me, finish up the water that I do have in front of me, and then we'll be back in just a moment. And you were listening to the Pat Cook Show on Jeeper One Radio as soon as we get things, get something loaded up here. You're listening to the Pat Cook Show on Jeeper One Radio.
Once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, on Rant Radio.
Everybody's scared shitless to talk about abortion as though it's like some kind of dirty word. Hey, guess what? It's a part of reality, and it's a reality that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Somewhere out there right now, there's a brave young woman who's trying to deal with this concept. And you know what she's getting? She's getting nothing but bullshit. On one hand, she's got people who are presenting her with options, and on the other hand, she's got people who are calling her a baby killer. Which one of those two do you think is a little bit off? Nothing makes me more fucking insane than when you see bumper stickers on the back of cars that say, abortion is murder, abortion is killing babies. If you had an abortion, you killed your baby. Okay, let's understand something. Some woman who's dealt with that, and I have no fucking idea because I'm not a woman, but I imagine that's probably rather emotionally scarring. It's probably something that gets inside your head, fucks with you a little bit, probably causes you to cry at night, maybe gives you nightmares, maybe gives you an eating disorder, maybe makes you suicidal. But let's just say that maybe it would be a good fucking idea to not have those little bumper stickers on the backs of cars so that when they're trying to get to work and get on with their lives and trying to eke out a living in this savage fucked up place we call a world, they don't all of a sudden get a shot in the head from some fuckface who has no idea the kind of circumstances that they've had to endure. Women who get abortions, you know what? I respect the fuck out of you. Oh, it shouldn't be used as birth control. How many people do you really think use it as birth control? I mean, really. And the people who do use it as birth control probably shouldn't have fucking kids anyway. Hopefully someone out there, there's a young woman who's thinking about it and she's not too sure about the social impact. You listen to me. You listen to the man. You listen to Sean Kennedy. You make a call and you make the call that's right for you. And if anybody gives you any shit, you just tell them to fuck right off, because this is your life, sister. This is the one go you got. This is the only shot there is. There is no quarter at the end of the game. And until we all become Alcor clients, you know what? It's not gonna fly. Right now there are people in third world countries who are tying their children so that they will be crippled so they make more effective beggars. Right now there are people wandering around in death squads blowing away kids because there's too fucking many of them and they're wrecking the tourism trade. So before you go thinking about any kind of social impact, you remember what's going on in that world. You gotta look after yourself. There's no one else.
Well, who do you think you are? What gives you the right to judge?
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, on Rant Radio.
So there you are. You go to the gym and you're all set to work out, having your own time, doing your own thing, having a little bit of fun. And what do you see? You walk into your local Fitness World because they're the barrage that's fucking fed you for the last 6 weeks. Oh, come join Fitness World. It's the best place ever. Come join Fitness World. We fucking rule. So like a fucking idiot, you go down and you join Fitness World. And that's okay, because you got to stay in shape. God knows you got to stay on that Stonewall Climber so you can get over the fucking wire that they're going to put up when they all put us in fucking camps. But in any case, you're in there, and what do you see? What do you see? You know, Marilyn Manson is one fucked up guy, but I got to tell you, I'm sitting there at the Fitness World, I'm on my little wall, and I'm climbing, and I'm fucking climbing, and I'm climbing. Then I get out and I start doing some reps, and what do you see? You see what Marilyn Manson was talking about. You see the beautiful fucking people. You know those guys, the guys with the perfect fucking tan. Talking to the perfect little chicks with their perfect little ass, and they just kind of wiggle it and wear their little fucking spandex with their little fucking shorts and their little shoes and their matching fucking towels that go with the headband, that goes with the shoes, that goes with the jogging pants, that matches the hair garnet and the fucking stereotypical gold chain. Holy fuck, I hate these guys. And invariably, they come up to you and say something really fucking clever, like, you know, you'd probably get a lot more out of that exercise if you just went that little bit lower. Although I should idolize you or some fucking thing. Hey, go fuck yourself. If you wanted to, like, just leave me alone, that'd be just fine, okay? Why don't you just fuck off? I didn't come up to you and say, you know, you should probably change your weights around there, fuck nuts. Hey, why don't you say, stop doing roids? You know, they make your dick shrivel up. I fucking hate these guys. They're always in there, always just looking so proud. And where do they go? Where the fuck do they go? They're at the gym, and then you never see them anywhere else. They're usually found either at the gym and at the gym. That's it. I mean, occasionally you might see them on a day trip from the gym. They may go to the fucking beach, and occasionally, like, you think that maybe they're strippers or something, but the gym industry can't be kept alive by strippers. So where the fuck do these people go? Do they stay home? Do they stretch at home? Are they working out at home as we speak? Sure, people, oh, you're just fucking jealous. Well, sure. No kidding. I mean, the guy's built like an Adonis. But what the hell? I think it's weird. I think there's something going on here. I mean, where are all these perfect people coming from? Where are they at? You know, where's all these beautiful, you know, I'm beautiful. Do you think I'm beautiful? Oh, I think you're beautiful, Stanley. Do you think I'm beautiful, Lois? Oh, I think you're beautiful. Do you think I'm beautiful? No, I don't think you're fucking beautiful. I just want you to stay the fuck away from me. I want you to go back to wherever the fuck you came from. And you know what? The great H-bomb's gonna come, boy. The bomb is gonna drop, and there's gonna be a big equalization process that happens. And you know what's gonna be left? There's gonna be us at the top of the fucking food chain. Those paranoid little shitheads who stockpile the weapons and the guns, and took the training and enough forethought to make sure that our fucking computers had a backup generator to go on the UPS and the power cleaner so we can just keep on going. We can control the fucking masses, and I can own people like you. So you know what? You can just go and be beautiful. You can have your little fucking fashion statement. You can go to the bar, and then you can all fuck each other or do whatever it is you do, but bear in mind, the equalization's coming. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Okay, so I'm talking to Prophet Fork the other day, and you know what he says to me? He says, Sean, what's going on with the ozone layer? And I thought about it and said, you know what? We never hear about the ozone layer anymore. I mean, just because we banned CFCs, does that mean that the ozone layer is getting better? No, there's a giant fucking hole that's killing all the frogs and sheep, trees and tribbles and chickens and everything else in fucking Australia. I mean, that crocodile hunter, he's going to be walking down the street one day going, oh, there it is, a great croc, and ah!
Oh, I got burned into a shadow because I've got no goddamn ozone layer. But nobody cares about this. Nobody gives a shit. Like, hello, hello, scientists? We're all going to die if we don't get this fucking ozone thing figured out, okay? There'll be no more ozone. You go outside, you get burned, people die. It happens right now, but nobody cares because they're not white people that's dying. So who gives a shit? South Africa, who cares? Who cares? All these frogs are dying, who cares? Our ecosystem's turning to shit, who cares? Doesn't matter. No big deal. Hello, we gotta focus in on this. We need to have more attention directed towards our environment. We get global warming happening, all the ice caps melt, all these animals die, and it's like, oh my god, we're dying. As a race, as a planet, we're dying because we've poisoned ourselves for too long. I don't know if I'm the only one who clues into this. Like, hello, if you shit where you sleep, you're gonna stink when you wake up in the morning. It only makes sense. Only makes sense if we've got a clue in on this. I'm not saying go out and be a radical earth firster. I'm not saying go out and start spiking trees, but maybe you should talk about it a little more rather than being distracted all the time by the infotainment industry. Maybe we should make sure we want to know what's going on with our elected officials. Maybe we should partition a little more to say, excuse me, hello? We're all going to die. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
And that is Sean Kennedy of RantRadio.com. And, of course, which is where we get the rants from and stuff. And, of course, you can check out his website, www.rantradio.com. That is his website there. And, of course, we'll also add some Dennis Miller in there, too. So, you on a regular basis. I should have loaded it up by now, but lo and behold, I had to go on a procrastination trip. But anyway, we are back with more of the Pat Cook Show. And the next thing, what we're going to talk about next is a local referendum that is on the ballot for August, that is this month. There's a referendum, referendum, which would, if passed, ban the circus. Now, this was brought about, by the way, that little beeping is a Channel 7 weather alert thingy. It's probably saying that some weather alert expired, but anyway. But anyway, getting back to the circus referendum, you know, I saw this measure as it was being discussed by city council. Excuse me. And it went into how there was claims of child abuse. I'm sorry, not child abuse, but rather animal abuse. And whatnot, you know, I'm really on track tonight. But anyway, it went into issues of animal abuse and how animals, claims of animals being abused and so on and so forth. But the truth is, you know, as well intended as this referendum, as this Initiative 100 is, it's really, I think it just does more harm than good to not only the community, but also to, in general. It just does more harm than good to see this, you know, to see this, be passed. It says, the facts about the circus and what it means to Denver. Not gonna read everything here, as I mentioned. This as I imagine, if you Google it, it doesn't give out a website here, but I imagine if you Google it, you'll find one. It says a few individuals should not be allowed to regulate the public's entertainment options, especially in the city charter. People have found have the right to patronize the type of family entertainment of their choice. Singling out the industry is the circus industry is unfair and unnecessary. You know, the circus values its animals, treats them with dignity and offers them a healthy lifestyle. Yeah, I mean, there is a... as written, the circus ban would also apply to other businesses such as petting zoos, animal nurseries, and restaurants with exotic fish tanks. It would also apply to, I think, the city zoo as well. So, plainly put, I mean, this is... Yeah, I'm not going to really go into everything about the circus and what all it does and whatever else not, but the circus, folks, is wholesome family entertainment. Yeah, it is. It's fun, to go to the circus. I don't know of a single kid who does not like going to the circus. And the economic impact on the circus, should it not be allowed to come here anymore, would be, number one, the circuses bring an estimated $8 million annually to the local Denver economy. And roughly 200 part-time jobs are created when the circus comes to town. The circuses support many important charities in the Denver area, as they do nationally, as they do in all other cities that they go. If the circus is banned, these charities will lose necessary funding. The circus provides entertainment and educational opportunities for students and handicapped children. And that's true. That's true. The circus has a long tradition in Mile High City, having visited for more than 150 years. And mind you, we're talking about the Ringling Brothers, Bonham and Bailey, the Shrine Circus. Anyone, pick your favorite circus. It's probably been here. For decades, Coloradoans have enjoyed the spectacle of the circus and come back year after year, generation after generation. You know what? I don't know of a single person who's never gone to a circus. Never gone to a circus. I know I've been to the circus before. And that's fine. And if I had the money, I'd go again and again. Just to see all those clowns. And it says an estimated 150,000 visitors from throughout the state come to the to Denver every year to watch the circus. And that no instance of animal abuse or neglect or mistreatment has ever been reported at a circus visiting Denver. I think it's pretty safe to say that this measure, I think, will go down in defeat because the plain and simple bottom line is this. The circus is like an icon. I mean, to ban the circus is like banning Christmas. I mean, think about it. I mean, when this kid, and that when that kid, and that 15-year-old kid, and I was watching the city council proceedings on television, it was, on the local community access channel there, like a lot of people can nowadays. I watched it, and I'm like, okay, you make a very good point, but isn't banning the circus a little extreme? and we now know that obviously it is a little extreme, to think about banning the circus. And And but what got me was the fact that there were a lot of, there were some adults who also testified at the Senate hearings. I was stunned to find that there were adults who testified to this, and also fell for this sort of thing. So you got to kind of wonder if the adults were kind of using the cause of this of a 15-year-old Heather Herman to further their own cause of animal abuse and animal this and animal that. Yeah, I mean, you gotta wonder if they were trying to use her cause to further their own. And I think in August 10th, which is when Colorado has its primary, I think it's pretty safe to say we will put this measure in its rightful context and vote this one down. It's not good. It is bad in every way. It's well intended, but it's the wrong solution to the problem which she claimed. Which was animal, which is basically animal abuse. It's the wrong solution. It's a band-aid solution to a much larger, to what is probably a much larger problem than only the circuses themselves can fix. If there's animal abuse, they need to go in and weed them out. But banning the circus is not a solution. It's a band-aid that only does, that only hurts the communities in which they're served, in which the circus serves when they go to a particular, in which the circus is banned. It only goes to hurt the communities. That's my take on that. Now, you can get a hold of me, PC Hamster, on Yahoo Instant Messenger, if you have any thoughts on that. It's PCHAMSTER on Yahoo Instant Messenger. And I'm also in the Live 365 chat room. I may not respond to you right away on the Live 365 chat room. It's mostly because I am trying to keep that minimized, because the chatting there kind of tends to, as you probably listened caught my show earlier, kind of tends to be a little bit of a distraction. So I am focusing in on the actual show rather than what people are talking about in the Live 365 chat room. Though I will peek back there every once in a while. So if I don't get to your message right away, don't worry about it. Just leave it there. Yeah, just send it anyway. I'll get to it. I'll respond to it. Even if you aren't in the room, I'll still respond to it. But anyway, turning now to some liberal blogs. And this is the one that, this is the one that, that I read on a regular basis. It's from the Left Coaster at leftcoaster.com. And he leads off with the headline that Bush must go. He goes, and I'm going to read more on this. My bold and underlines, and he goes, George Bush is another trifecta. This time it's our goodwill, our laws, and our environment. We know this. We know about their assault on the Constitution through vehicles like the Patriot Act, free speech zones throughout through all the threats to critics of his boy kingness. Yeah, okay. The loss of goodwill was amply evident during his brief visit to the Emerald Island, if nothing else. And he says, quote, says I can get the mouse to work over there. Gonna get a mouse pad here. And he's quoting Boyce. He says, one can assume that if the Irish Prime Minister, Bertie Ahern, is prepared to deploy tanks, he is also prepared to use them on the Irish people. So actually, this is Roger Cole of the Peace and Natural Alliance. Okay, this is not a real good entry. I'm sorry, folks. Okay, latest ABC News, Washington Post poll shows a tie, but favorable news for Kerry. This is indeed favorable news because we are now... if the newsreader will respond properly. Okay, with several major polls coming out over the last several days showing leads for Kerry and Edwards over Bush Cheney, the most recent ABC News Washington Post poll came out this morning showing a 46-46 tie. The Post emphasized in its lead that Bush has regained a lead over Kerry and who is most trusted to deal with terrorism, yet the rest of the poll has good news for Kerry. You know, get this, you know, well, who do you trust to do a better job handling the economy? And I'll read these answers off to you. Kerry sits at 51%. Bush is at 43%. Yeah, I think so. And I think that's gonna go up. Because Bush has virtually doesn't even care about the economy. He doesn't. He doesn't care about the economy. Look at the issue of jobs. You know, jobs have been outsourced to companies like countries like Indonesia, China, India. You know, and Bush seems to think that the people seems to think the companies are hiring. Well, yeah, they're hiring, but they're not hiring Americans. And then he said that companies were hiring in labor jobs, you know, like construction, you know, like things like fields like that. Well, obviously he's not very familiar with these labor temporary agencies. Because they pioneered the art of outsourcing. These labor temp agencies, you know, they'll hire virtually anybody really who doesn't have a criminal record. Most of these people are immigrants, be they legal or otherwise, and they'll take a job, you know, doing labor work. But anyway, moving on, it says, who do you trust to do a better job handling the situation in Iraq? This is interesting. Kerry and Bush are tied at 47%. Interesting. Who do you trust to do a better job at handling education? By far, Kerry at 50%, Bush at 40%. I'm assuming the rest of this is either a plus minus margin error or the Nader factor. Or maybe a combination of both. Says, who do you trust to do a better job handling the U.S. campaign against terrorism? Now, this is Bush. This is where Bush is well ahead of Kerry. You know, 51% to 42%. And with a month or so of good economic news, Bush saw no gain in this poll in his approval rating in handling the economy. These are the June numbers. The approval rating is at 45%. He was at 46% in June, and the disapprove rate is at 53%, and it remains the same. I mean, you know, I think it's becoming clear that people are seeing Bush for what he is. I think that people are beginning to see through what Bush is, see through all that crap that Bush has been talking about. I think they're beginning to see through that. Which is why they are having, which is why Bush is having so much problems. I once heard a talk show host here on Live 365, you know, who is the liberal conservative, who's a really good talk show. He does a really good talk show. David Wheeler from, who's a liberal conservative. And you can check out his station at, check out his talk show, www.wheelermanradio.com. I believe that's the URL. Or just search for the liberal conservative. You'll find it. He does a great show. I don't agree with everything he says. You know, he is someone who will vote for Bush, and I vote for Kerry, but, you know, oh well. You know. He is a liberal conservative, and even though he is a conservative, he is liberal, and is not afraid to admit it. But anyway, getting back to what I was gonna say, I forget now. Gosh, I'm getting spacey today. I think a lot of people are beginning to see Bush for what he really is, which is which is somebody who really does not have any control over somebody who's like totally out of touch with reality. He's totally out of touch with the American people. In fact, I've on occasion referred to him as somebody who would probably make a better leader for the people of Iraq than he would the leader of the United States. And it's true. Let's face it. Look at what he's done for Iraq. He's brought down a ruthless dictator even though he tried to claim that there was weapons of mass destruction. We all know that's a bold-faced lie. And he also tried to claim that Iraq was building a nuke or importing uranium from Africa. In fact, he thought so much of that that he used those words in the 2003 SOTU, the State of the Union address, as you might recall. It's funny how the Republicans tend to forget things once they're proven wrong. It's funny how they forget those things. You can't even find it on the website anymore. At least I haven't found it. Maybe I'll Google the White House website and see if I can't find it. Yeah, find it there. It might be good fodder for my friends in the Fox and Friends Yahoo Club. I mean, you want to talk about a bunch of shit hot fucking clueless conservatives? Do a search for Fox and Friends Yahoo Club, or just go to groups.yahoo.com. /groups/Fox and Friends Fan Club, or, you know, it's kind of a long URL. But, these guys are so conservative. I mean, they are so diehard conservative that even when the news is bad for Bush, they'll somehow find a way to spin it into something that's good. Don't ask me how they do it, folks. I mean, I've tried arguing, I've tried pointing things out to them, and they find some way to put it through their spin machine and try to make it look not so bad, or better yet, make it look bad for us. And they think we have a spin machine. That's a laugh. We liberals aren't the ones who do the spin, are not the ones who do the spin machine. I mean, we just talk the truth. Liberals talk and tell the truth. Republicans tell lies. That's all they know how to do, tell lies. And the worst part of all is they have constituents who believe their lies, who believe their bullshit. These people really don't even know when they're being bullshitted. They really don't. They don't know when they're being bullshitted. Okay. Moving on to another interesting, it says, continuing on with the Left Coasters blog thingy. I should put up a link on his, to his blog from my blog. By the way, you can check out my blog by going to kpdcnettv.tripod.com/blog.html. That's where I have all the little goodies and stuff there. Or just go to kpdcnettv.tripod.com/blog. And, that's where I have just the blog itself. I don't know why Tripod does not support the addition of raw HTML into their interface. You know, I really wish they would. But then again, what do you expect from a dot-com company that doesn't care about how you're that doesn't, but then again, you know, what do you expect from a dot-com or a dot-bomb company that shows it's about ready to go off by hijacking the browser, an end user's browser settings? I'm looking at this as a means of trying to get my own domain name, but anyway, do check it out. Do check out the blog there. Anyway, getting back to the left coaster here, it says the Iraq War is the perfect bastard, conceived in error, and the only parent that really pays, Iraq, is the one left holding the bag. Today's Butler report from the New York Times was downright harsh on the process, but didn't see that anyone had any culpability. Well, you know what? I don't really treat the New York Times as someone who's credible, because they do have a liberal bias. They are the only media newspaper outlet or any outlet in there is that has a liberal bias. Yeah, most everything else is all conservative. In fact, 90% of all media, excluding the New York Times, when they go into politics. Let me back that up. 90% of all media is biased toward conservatives, not liberals. Conservatives. The other 10% is the other 9.999% is media that or talk shows or networks or whatever else not that don't even go into politics. Then the 0.1 is the New York Times. The 0.000, well, anyway, the remainder is the New York Times, which has a liberal bias, clearly has a liberal bias. So I don't really treat much of anything that the New York Times has to say with a whole lot of weight because of that. It is now approaching, it is a minute past 7 o'clock here in the Mile High City. I'm Pat Cook, and you're listening to the Pat Cook Show on Jeeper One Radio, which will be airing every week at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, or every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Jeeper One Radio. And also be sure to check out our TV show every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Jeeper One Television. You can search for you can just search for the Pat Cook Show in the Winamp, in the internet TV genre in Winamp. You do need to have, the VP6 codec in order to watch the show. That's the only requirement, is that you have the VP6 video codec. And you can go for that. You can go to kpdcnettv.tripod.com/watch.html. Of course, that's the live page. That's the page it'll be on. And you can get the information you need, the codecs and all that other stuff that you need to watch the show. So it's every Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, on Jeeper One TV. So anyway, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we will read some more liberal blogs. And probably also dip into see what the Republicans are saying as well. So it'd be interesting to see what sort of Republican reads there are going to be today. So we will take a rather short break. When we come back, we'll have more right here on the Pat Cook Show, right here on Jeeper One, here on Jeeper One Radio.
What the fuck? Those you asked for it is your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works. Okay, so I'm downtown, right? And I'm talking to a buddy of mine, and he had an interesting thing that happened to him just a little while ago, which blew my fucking head, like, almost clean off. He's a smaller guy, you know, he's not really all that heavy. He's about 5'5", maybe 98 pounds, with rocks in his pocket, soaking wet, holding a 25-pound anvil, okay? So he's not a big guy. But he goes to his van to get inside of his van, and his keys are gone. And lo and behold, these two homeless bags of shit come walking up to him and say, "Hey, man, we found these kids trying to, you know, sneak into your van, so we took the keys from them, and we'll give you the keys back for a reward, you know, like the reward, because we're all, you know, homeless and shit." And, you know, if you can, like, give us a reward, we'll give you your keys back. Okay, that's not a reward. Okay, shit for brains. What that is called extortion, and it's against the law. And if you try that shit with me, I'd wire your fucking head. Okay? Yeah, there's two of them, but that's why God invented mace, okay? There's absolutely no call for that. When homeless people and these vagabonds on the streets, guys wearing fucking better shoes than what I got, come up to me in Vancouver and say, hey, man, can you spare some change? Hey, man, make a wish. Yeah, I'll make a wish. Well, I wish you would fucking die, all right? I got no problem with homeless people who are legitimate. A lot of schizophrenic people who the government isn't looking after, a lot of people that have got fucking serious-ass problems, you know, and they're out there and they're just fucked up and no one's there to help them because there's no money in the system because the government's robbing us blind. Okay, well, I can respect that, and that's all well and good, and as long as they don't try to fuck with me, I'm sure as hell won't fuck with them. But when you have some homeless bag of shit who's drunk and, you know, is trying to get his next crack fixed, comes up and tries to rip me off for $20 for stealing my keys, I'm sorry, asshole, it doesn't fly that way. So next time some asshole tries some shit like that with you, don't bend over and just let it happen. Tell him to fuck off and wire the asshole, because there's absolutely no way that we should tolerate that kind of abuse. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's Sean Kennedy on Rand Radio.
Bomb the living bejeepers out of those horses.
Sean Kennedy here, and okay, time for another time for something I'm a little bit fuzzy on. Would someone please explain to me what the fuck is going on with all the kids in the States shooting each other? Okay, they're always going on about, oh, it was KMFDM, it was Korn, it was Limp Bizkit, it was all these bands, it was Marilyn Manson! It was all these bands where I was listening to who told me to go kill people. It's not the bands who were telling these kids to go kill people. And for that matter, they're not telling them to do it right. If Korn was responsible, or KMFDM was responsible for the Columbine shooting, what happened? Oh, they wanted up killing themselves. Why?
No escape plan.
Any of you people out there right now listening to the internet, because you know it's all evil and we're all planning to take over, make sure you scribble the right things on the wall for starters. www.rantradio.com for starters. You can throw some nice stuff up with others about me saying Sean Kennedy's the messiah. Sean Kennedy told me to do this. Sure, pin it on me. I think it'd be great if I managed to cack a couple kids through verbal telepathy. But anyway, the bottom line is if you're gonna do it, for Christ's sakes, do it the Rant Radio way. Make sure you've got a way out. Make sure you've got an exit plan. You can use the sewers. You'll get a key map from the city archives. They list all the sewers that were ever put down. They list everything. There's all kinds of tunnels and everything. You don't shoot yourself afterward. And by the way, don't be racial about it. That's dumb. Racism. What an idiot concept that is. No. I have no problem with killing jocks. We could do with a lot less jocks. I mean, what do they really do anyway? It's part of the sports thing? There's no real use for it. So if I say you're going to do it, bottom line, be smart, have an escape plan. I mean, come on!
It's Sean Kennedy on Rand Radio!
Sean Kennedy here. I don't really understand what's going on with the concept of road rage. I drive down the road. I'm driving down the road. Some guy cuts me off in traffic. And I sit there and go, hey, motherfucker, if you're outside your car, I'd next shoot you. And then my wife is sitting next to me and goes, Sean, you really get bad road rage. No, I don't get bad road rage. The road has nothing to do with it. I just rage. See, people are all upset about road rage. Road rage, road rage, road rage. Well, in our world, see, we don't really have a lot of human contact with other people you don't know. You really don't. The people you have contact with are your friends or your family. And they piss you off quite about enough. Thank you very much. But no. When you're driving down the road, you meet with all these strange, weird, fucked up individuals who somehow, through an act of God or a blowjob, managed to get their hands on a license. And now they're fucking with your world. And when you express that these people are fucking with you, they call it road rage. It's not got nothing to do with the road. If I was in the supermarket and some guy did that shit, I'd next shoot him as well. It's not road rage. It's idiot rage. Everybody's so concerned with the idea of road rage.
Well, people have bad road rage.
No, they don't have bad road rage. They just have a bad tolerance for fucking losers. You get these idiots out there, San Francisco and down in California, like people shooting each other on the highway. You think they're shooting each other because they cut him off? No, they shot him because he's an idiot, because he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. I mean, generally, if you're on an elevator and a guy's pressing the fucking panel and not the button, I'd want to kill that fucker too if you're not able to press the button. It would piss me off. So stop stepping to me with the goddamn road rage issue. It's not road rage. We just fucking hate idiots. And the idiots who are in your way, I say next shoot them. Fucking take them out, blow their goddamn brainstem all over the windshield. Time to redecorate that interior in brain matter gray. Other than that, just fuck off. I got no time for this road rage shit. Everybody goes on and on and on. Road rage, road rage. It's got nothing to do with the road, people. It's just because, well, we hate fucking idiots. That's the bottom line.
Solution time. Yes, I think I have a solution to one of the major problems that have happened here. I don't know what's happening down in the United States, but let me tell you about something that's happened up here. What's happened up here is that they've lowered the return rate of pop bottles and cans. It used to be that for some pop bottles, you used to be able to get 10 cents back. Now you only get 5 cents back. I don't know if that happened in the States, but I've been thinking about this a lot. You're hearing a lot of, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle, reload, all the other kind of bullshit that they rehash and feed you, okay? Now, granted, recycling is very, very important. But the reason why they're pushing it is not because they want to save the environment. The reason why they're pushing it is because it saves corporations money when they can use recycled goods. So you know what I say? If you want to help people while doing recycling, you want to make sure that you recycle, and it's a bitch carrying pop cans home, throw them out of your car. Throw pop cans and pop bottles, throw them into the street. By all means, leave them by dumpsters. Don't throw them in the trash. Leave them beside the trash. Let's be real. You don't need the $1.25, okay? But there's lots of fucking homeless people, to the token of about 400,000 homeless people across the United States, and that's just the registered numbers, who need the fucking cash. If you buy yourself a can of fucking pop or whatever, and you drink the fucking thing, toss the can out the window. Who gives a shit? There's people walking around everywhere picking up these cans and using it to buy bread and food and fucking trying to stay alive in day-to-day life. You want to recycle? Great! Right on! Do your part. But if you're drinking pop cans and pop bottles, let's help some poor unfortunate son of a bitch who's mumbling to himself and is probably crazy because his medical system failed him, because everybody else failed him, and because, well, our government failed him, and indirectly that means that, well, we failed him. But that's okay, because we're going to bring about change. But in meantime, in between time, grassroots shit, you drink a pop bottle, do you drink pop can, leave it on the side of the fucking road and let somebody pick it up who needs it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. I was sitting back the other day, you know, and I was a little bit concerned about the direction of cult. I was a little bit concerned about the direction the cult was going. And I went and I checked my email. I got an email from a gargoyle, one of the gargoyles, Gargoyle Apop, down in New York. He sent me an email. He said, you know, Sean, he said, I've been thinking. And he shared some ideas with me, and you know what? I think he's absolutely right. For a while there, sometimes you get a little bit concerned. And I'm sure this happens to everybody. Everybody hits a wall at a point in their life where they don't really know what they're about. Maybe you've experienced it with Rand Radio. Maybe you sit there and you're at work and you wonder what the fuck you're going to do. How can I make a difference? Well, the difference is here. We've got the opportunity now to make a change in the world in real time. The millennium has just hit, and we have the possibilities to make things happen. Why is this? Why? Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to make a change? It's not about revolution, baby. It's about evolution. The evolution is here. The evolution is now. You can be part of the evolution. Join at thecult.org. There's no stopping you. They can't stop you. They can't stop me. They can't stop us all. They can't stop anybody. Natural selection in action. We don't have to beat the fuck out of anyone. They're beating the fuck out of themselves. Let's let these motherfuckers die. That's all they're gonna do. All we gotta do is get to the young people. We'll fucking take the hearts and minds, baby. They can't stop us. We'll spread cult around like some fucking neurotic virus, and no one will be able to make it stop. It'll just keep going and growing and getting stronger. And pretty soon the religious right will be freaked out. And after that, the CIA will get freaked out. And then the FBI will get freaked out, but it'll be too fucking late. You wanna arrest me? Go ahead. I'm not scared of getting arrested. You come on in. Fucking come bust down the man. I double dog dare you, because you're really fucking stupid. You don't see the 200,000 cult members waiting to happen. Bring me the publicity. I'm an inevitable fucking means, man. Cult is inevitable means. We're just gonna keep on living our lives, getting young people, because it's the truth and it makes fucking sense. You cannot stop it. You cannot stop us. You cannot stop cult. It's not about revolution. It's about evolution, baby. And fucking now. Now we're on track. Thanks, APOC. My name's Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
All right, that is Sean Kennedy and the fucking man right here at Jeeper One Radio. Yeah, you know, he does have a way of getting his point across, doesn't he? He just never ceases to amaze anybody at some of the things that he does. Let's see, checking out some of the comments in the chat room. Nobody is talking, so okay, no messages. So anyway, we had to take that little break there. But anyway, moving on to some other liberal bloggers. Let's see what they have to say here. Deep Blade Journal is saying, Deep Blade Journal at, I believe it's deepbladejournal.com, is saying, if I can open up. Okay. This is Blood in the Water. Says President Bush is facing the first serious challenge to his imperial role since Al Gore threw in the towel in December of 2000. I wonder when this was published. If I get my mouse over here to... Yeah. If I get my mouse over here to work here. Oh, it says, you know... Okay, it says June 3rd. Well, maybe I'll look for something that's a little more up to date. Let's see. No, nothing there. Nothing there. I have one of these RSS readers that puts the received date as the current date and does not list the actual published date as the received date. I wish it would do that. But anyway, oh boy, the movie Corporate America Doesn't Want You to See. Says the corporation is resonating with audiences all over the world. The feature documentary analyzes the very nature of the corporate institution, its impacts on our planet, and what people are doing in response. Based on Bakun's book, The Corporation, the Pathological Pursuit of Profit and Power, the film has been generating popular support from street level to the boardrooms of the corporate social responsibility movement. Help them launch the film in your town. This has got to be interesting. You know, this is from Cyborg Democracy. You know, if I get the get their address there, I can I'll put it out. Yeah, cyborgdemocracy.net. It says, "Boy, that is interesting. That is very interesting. You know, to see that. You know, hopefully." And that kind of leads me into the whole mess about Enron and stuff. You know, they're going to spend years trying to try those guys. Meanwhile, you know, you get people like Martha Stewart, whom you could say is fair game, because after all, she did rip off. Because after all, she did participate. At the very least, she lied to the government. In reality, I'm not so sure we can put Martha Stewart on the same pedestal as the CEO of Enron. It is clear that Martha Stewart should be made to pay some price for what she did. There should be no mistaking that at all. She should be made to pay some price for what she did. Because she was found guilty of lying to the government. The question then becomes, what price is appropriate? Do you stick her under house arrest, or do you stick her behind bars? I would be willing to bet that the best solution would be to stick her, would be to put her in prison. Now, I say this because, and not because I have anything against Martha Stewart, because I don't. I mean, Martha Stewart is a wonderful homemaker. You know, she has a very loyal fan base. And in fact, there's a radio show devoted to her here on Live365.com. You know, put out by David Eckerd. But, and also she's also got her Kmart line, you know, her deals with Kmart and I think Walmart or one of the other chains. But there should be no question about it. Martha Stewart should be made to pay some type of price. Question is, what? What do we stick her with? What? Where does she spend her day, the next several months? I'd have to say it's in prison. As much as I hate to say it, you know, her conviction cannot have come at a worse time for this, for the America, for America. Because we are at a time in which we are weeding out, you know, the bad corporate executives, making sure that they don't get, and that they don't see the light of day in a boardroom again. And all Martha Stewart did was just simply act on a tip she received regarding some stock that she had in a company. That's all she did. That's all she did, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, the way the laws are written is that it was tragically, unfortunately enough to get her locked up. Hopefully she won't have to spend too much time behind bars. And she'll be back on her TV show doing her thing. Hopefully she'll have Bob Vila or whoever, you know, working side by side with her. You know, of course, Bob Vila of this old house. And I imagine he probably does make some appearances on her show. But hopefully she'll get her show going again once she gets out of jail. Obviously, she can't do it now. Practically any station that runs her show is usually running it late at night and is usually reruns anyway. It wouldn't be the least bit surprising if her production company were to put out DVDs, you know, to kind of offset the cost of her, of not having her on the show, having her do live shows. It would kind of offset that cost. What do you think? Should the company that makes the that produces the Martha Stewart show put out DVDs? I think so. But what's your thought on that? PC Hamster on Yahoo Instant Messenger, also in the Live365.com chat room, the Life 365 Lounge, as it is, checking on the activity of there. Not anything is going on, so we'll move on. There are anarchists who want to disrupt the Republican convention. Now, help me figure this out here. There was a report yesterday from the NYPD that they had received information or they discovered that there were plots on the internet, you know, being conceived by anarchists to do what they can to disrupt the police. In other words, to keep them busy with their anarchy by doing things like fooling the bomb sniffing dogs, like going to a firing range to get gunpowder all over yourself, and then go to the convention where they have bomb sniffing dogs check your luggage, check your person for a bomb. I mean, their whole goal is to eventually evacuate Madison Square Garden, basically bring the convention to a halt. Now, I ask my fellow liberal brethren, many of whom I know are going to go to New York and protest, what does this, how do we gain by this? What do we gain by this? Would someone care to enlighten me as to what we gain by doing something like this? What we gain by breaking the law? What we gain by having anarchists? You know, by engaging in anarchy? Meanwhile, we've got other liberals who are going there for peaceful purposes, you know, protesting for various causes or whatever, who've gotten permits from the various city agencies and got a permit to protest, you know, to hold a protest or whatever. I mean, doesn't this kind of fly in the face of Seattle 1999 WTO? You recall, anybody recall that? Anybody recall when the anarchists came pouring down in the Seattle and just literally disrupted things there? Didn't disrupt the conference, but made life in the streets a living hell for the people who lived there. And the thing, some of these people call themselves liberal. They try to blend in with us and call themselves liberal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're an anarchist, you're not liberal. You're not even a Democrat. You're an anarchist. Your goal is to disrupt society. Stop the Republican convention. And risk putting yourself in jail. If you think we liberals are going to bail you out, you need to think again. We're not going to bail you out. No way. You get yourself in trouble. If you're stupid enough to get yourself in trouble, if you're stupid enough to grind or to do your part to help grind New York City to a halt, you got exactly what's coming to you. I mean, in New York, they won't mess with you. They will lock you up and throw away the key. Better yet, no, they'll swallow the key. Or toss it in an incinerator. If they don't toss it down the, if they don't drop it down the sewer, that is, I mean, you know, New Yorkers will not mess, you know, New Yorkers will not mess around. I mean, yeah, I mean, they will. I mean, you know, folks. If you're going to go to the Republican convention to protest, that's fine. I have no problems with that. As it would make our case, you know, as we would at least get those people who are undecided, but tend to lean toward the conservative side, it might get them to look at things from a different point of view. I mean, I have no problem with that. But when you got anarchists and so-called and other activists who call themselves liberal, and trust me, I mean, I've seen some people. I am a part of some of these discussion groups. Not that I agree with everything that they say, but hate Bush so much. And they hate Bush so much that they want to get him out of office so bad they can taste it. Now, me, I don't hate Bush that much. I mean, yeah, I want him out of office, but I don't think of him as some sort of vile, contemptuous creature either. Though, like I said earlier about the child abuse thing, if that turns out to be true, then I might think in terms of that. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, clear and bottom line, and I'm hearing there's a hum or a buzz here. Let me turn down the mic. I think that... Is that it? Is that it? Okay. Oh. Okay. Well, I guess that's the air conditioner. Never mind. I'm talking to myself here, folks. But anyway. Clear and bottom line is this. Clear and bottom line is this. You get the president of the United States. You get people who hate the president so damn much that they want to see him ousted from office. So damn bad. They can almost taste it. They could taste defeat. They could just taste his defeat. Taste it. I mean, when you take a look at groups like We Hate Bush, yahoogroups.com or something like that, just do a search on Bush, and you'll find there's quite a few hate groups. Or do a search for liberal on Yahoo groups. You'll find that there's quite a few groups that are liberal, but you'll also find some groups that call themselves liberal, but they really are something else. Yeah, I kind of refer to them as the left of the left, as it were. You got your right wingers, who are the conservatives, and anybody who thinks like them, and then you have the left wingers, who are the liberals, which is what I am. And then you got the people who are the left of the left. These are the people who like support candidates like Dennis Kucinich and other people that that don't really have any movement, didn't really get any votes in the primary. And I think somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Kucinich run out of money before he even got to Iowa? I mean, like, hello? I mean, at least, you know, John Kerry. And I must admit, I am not entirely in favor of John Kerry winning the nomination. And if I, you know, quite honestly, I think he's going to lose. I would be surprised if he walked in the walked out of Boston with a nomination. I really would. I would be shocked if he. Well, okay. Let me back that up. I wouldn't be shocked if he did. Let me back that up. I would not be shocked if he did. I'd be disappointed if he did, but I wouldn't be shocked at it. Excuse me. Sorry about that, guys. Personally, I think that we have a much better chance with John Edwards. And they've already taken shots at him, citing his experience, or lack thereof. Evidently, Bush needs to be reminded of his Washington experience. Or should we say the lack thereof? Evidently, Bush needs to be reminded of his previous job before he became president of the United States. Evidently, he must be reminded that he himself has no Washington experience prior to becoming president of the United States. Not a single term in the House. Not a single term in the Senate. Hell, he hasn't even worked as an intern for somebody in Washington. He's a former baseball owner. And an oil guru. You know what? I think Bush should go back to being a baseball owner. I know of a baseball team that could use his money, and it's right here in my backyard. Hey, Bush. Want to take on the ownership role of the Colorado Rockies? They could use you. They could use your experience as a baseball owner. That's owning a baseball team is something that Bush has experience in. Washington politics is not what he had experience in. In short, you could say, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't elect somebody who spent time in the Senate or the House or spent time on a president's cabinet, you know, like a Secretary of State or a Secretary of Defense or what have you. We elected a governor. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have the governor of Texas running this country. Only he's not the governor of Texas anymore. He's the president of the United States. But trust me, he is the governor of Texas. Because that's exactly what his previous job was when he left. He talks about John Kerry and his lack of commitment. Well, why don't we talk about how Bush abandoned the state of Texas or walked down in the state of Texas in 2000 and left Governor Rick Perry holding the bag. But Bush apparently wants to talk about commitment. And I say this because he obviously doesn't want to talk about the issues. He obviously does not want to talk about the economy. He obviously does not want to talk about jobs. He doesn't want to talk about anything that affects you and me. Healthcare, maybe he might talk about healthcare. And that's another thing. Why are the Republicans taking credit for work that we have lobbied for the past several years? Why are the Republicans taking credit for it? When in fact they were the ones who were holding up who were gumming up the works. Oh, but it didn't suit them at the time. So they figured, well, we'll just gum up the works, and then when we get into office, we'll take credit for the Democrats' hard work. Right. Evidently, the Republicans need history to bear them out on that as well. As I said earlier, Bush talks about jobs. He likes to talk about jobs. And I seemingly recall an email I got about an address that he made was a couple weeks ago now about companies hiring. And not only hiring, but hiring in labor jobs. Well, as I mentioned before, the labor industry pioneered the art of outsourcing. And now the office people are catching up. The only difference is, they're not bringing people to America to work. They're hiring people right in and setting up shop in their home country, on their homeland. Yeah. They're hiring the Indonesians. They're hiring the Chinese. They're hiring the people from India. And heck, if they wanted to, they could hire Native American Indians, whom you know what they would be. Whom you know would be willing to work for cheap labor, because it means food on their table in an economy run by a country, run by people who took over their land. They know they can't fight us, so now the only thing they can do is join us. Evidently, I don't think history will bear us out on our own past with the American Indians, and the fact of who was here first. I don't think history will bear us out on that. It certainly won't bear me out. Bush also likes to talk about likes to talk about health care, except for that of the veterans. Well, there again, like I said, the Republicans taking credit for our hard work. our hard work, Mr. Fritz. Our hard work, Speaker of the House. Not yours. Ours. President Bush likes to talk about tax cuts. What he isn't, what he doesn't like to talk about is who gets the tax cuts. Those are the wealthy. He doesn't like to talk about tax cuts for the average American citizen. Actually, no, he does. But what he doesn't tell you is the average American citizen is the one that pays for the tax cuts for his buddies. President Bush likes to talk about honest working Americans. What does he think the what does he think the average person is? The average person earning a decent wage. And I'm not talking about some $50,000 a year job either. What does he think labor people are? Average Americans. Average Americans, ladies and gentlemen. Honest working people. They're liberals. They're not Republicans. So therefore they're somehow not an honest working person. An honest working American? And that's another thing. Republicans have this ill-conceived notion that people must be American. That if you're not a Republican, you're not American. Evidently, the Republicans need to be reminded that even though that Democrats are also Americans. Democrat, people who were registered to vote as a Democrat are Americans. We don't agree on what the president has to say, but we are Americans. We may not agree with the president's policy, but we are Americans. We may not even trust the president, yet we are Americans. We may want to vote him out of office in November. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are Americans. Democrats may be in favor of abortion, while Republicans are obviously against it. Again, we are Americans. And that's another thing about abortion. I think we Democrats have to thank Al-Qaeda in a way. Because if it weren't for them, I think it's reasonably safe to say the Republicans would find a way to overcome Roe versus Wade or overturn it and make abortions illegal. But Al-Qaeda and their little activity and their little cause, you might say, interrupted that. Thoughts. We must do what we can to preserve a woman's right to choose. by making sure that the Senate and the House are under our control, the control of the people, not the control of the corporations or other special interest groups, not the control of the churches, who think that abortions are a sin. We need to take control, ladies and gentlemen. We need to take control. Take our government back. And we're going to do it this November. We will do it this November. In fact, the wheels are already in motion. Because in primary elections, of course, that's when you elect your House and Senate people. In fact, a few weeks ago, I got word from the Democratic National Committee that we're only just a handful of seats away from overtaking the Senate. I'm sorry, the Congress, not the Senate. But so that'll be nice. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's just as well that we do this because, let's say for example, because if somehow President Bush is somehow reelected, see, yeah, it's going to be a little harder for President Bush to get things past Congress because we'll have control of Congress. Things in Congress will probably move about as slow as things are in the Senate right now. And here's the irony. The Senate is under Republican control. I wonder what the Senate's going to do when all of a sudden they get caught up on their work, and that's assuming that they retain control of the Senate. And they get caught up on all their work, and don't have anything else to do. I wonder what they're going to do. Well, we're sitting there, gumming up the works, as it were, to make sure that anything coming down the pike goes in our favor, and not that of corporations. I wonder what the Senate is going to do. Maybe twiddle their thumbs? Maybe. That'll be a very interesting fallback, because if we don't win the presidency, we will at the very least get the House. And then we can go back in 06 and get the Senate and really make President Bush's life miserable in his second term and really send the Republicans reeling. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We may not get it all this year, but we can do it. And we will do it. 7:53, 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Actually, 7:50. Well, anyway, we will go for about another 5 minutes here. Take a real quick scan of the Republican bullshit. Let's see. Take a real quick scan of what the Republicans have to say about that's the Blog for America. Trying to look for the Republicans the Bush-Cheney blog. Here we go. Bush-Cheney blog. What's happening? It says today is the second national party for the President's Day. Grassroots supporters will gather in over 6,854 parties. Let me move this over here. Parties across America, 6,854 parties across America, and join Mrs. Laura Bush in a nationwide conference call. It says click here to find it, apparently they're having parties all over America when President Bush, when Mrs. Bush is supposed to call and give her words of wisdom and all this, that, and the other crap. President Bush will sign the Identity Theft Penalty Enhancement Act at the White House and meet with the President of Mongolia. Okay. Mrs. Bush will make remarks in the Heart Truth campaign and participate in the Victory 04 luncheon. Aren't the Republicans celebrating a little early? Yeah, she'll be in Jacksonville, Florida. In the afternoon, she'll make remarks at Alpha Kappa Alpha in Nashville, Tennessee, before joining parties for the president on a nationwide conference call. Boy, she's gonna be flying. She's gonna be flying. She's gonna be racking up the frequent flyer miles tomorrow. Excuse me. Real quickly, inside the war room, accounts in today's New York Times and Los Angeles Times offer a rare glimpse inside the Bush-Cheney 04 war room and the 24-hour-a-day job of keeping track of John Kerry and all his changing positions. God! As Mattia Gold of the LA Times notes, staff in the war room are active at every hour of the day and night. What the hell? They are monitoring John Kerry's appearance. Message for the Democrats. Why don't we set up a war room where we monitor George Bush and his entourage 24/7. They go, in the war room, we keep track of every one of John Kerry's outrageous off-base statements. Yeah, Jim Rutenberg's piece in the New York Times has a perfect example. I won't read it here because we're running out of time. But you can read for it at the georgewbush.com/blog/BC04_today. So anyway, take a look at it. It's a blog entry for tomorrow. Actually, it's dated tomorrow. But anyway, we're running out of time. Glad to have you with us on our first broadcast of the Pat Cook Show on Jeeper One Radio. Be sure to check out our website at kpdcnetradio.tripod.com for all the late breaking, for all the other late breaking information and all that other stuff. Well, anyway, you kind of get the idea. Anyway, be sure. Anyway, we will catch you next time on the Pat Cook Show. Catch you next Wednesday night on Jeeper One Radio, and we'll also keep bad, and also be sure to catch our show on television as well. Saturday night, 8:00 Eastern Time. Don't miss it. We'll have some more. Probably have some more on this Bush Cheney thing, and on this war room thing. This is too funny. That is too funny to have. Oh, man. So anyway, that's it for us. Back to more old-time radio in a few minutes after we get through resetting everything. You might experience a drop if that happens. Well, that's life, but we should get back in a moment. Meantime, that's it for us. We're out of here. Good night. See you on Saturday. This has been a production of Jeeper One Radio, and all rights are reserved. Good night, everybody.
For a perfume called despair, there's been a revolution in women's underwear. Now there's a purchase to smooth every frown. Trucks packed with catalogs yawn into town. Billboards and flat screens announce all is well. The peak of our history, united, assured, amused as hell. Amused as hell. Torsos keep gyrating, all tattooed, oil and waxed. There's been a revolution. Paradise is fact. Do they fuck as well as fake it? Well, you only need to ask. Ah, such a lot of fucking. More than ever in the past. Cut to a famine, a drought or a war. Need a break in this fun so the wine can be poured. The ghost of last Christmas plays William Tell on the head of your firstborn. But you should still be amused as hell.